You are listening to the Texas Standard.
Today also marks the kickoff to another important weekend, likely the last one of the special legislative session. Governor Abbott first called for the special session back in June and laid out 20 items he wanted lawmakers to tackle. So how are the Senate and House faring? Well, we'll have a complete breakdown later in the show. But one issue that's been at the forefront is school finance. Thursday, nearly 1,500 school officials sent a letter to Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick urging him to support the main House bill that deals with school finance. The bill is being taken up by the Senate's Education Committee today. Julie Chang is monitoring that hearing for the Austin American Statesman. Julie, thanks for speaking with The Standard.
Thank you for having me.
So first off, what bill or what version of the House bill are they hearing this morning?
So the Texas Senate Education Committee is hearing House Bill 21, which would have injected $1.8 billion into the public education system as the House had proposed it.
But they severely cut it or modified it, correct?
Yes, they did. The committee this morning introduced the newest version of the bill, which would actually instead pump $311 million over the next 2 years into the public education system. So a far cry from the $1.8 billion that was in the original version.
But still a step maybe from what we heard from senators earlier this week saying, you know, we put more money into it. It's just a Band-Aid for right now.
Yes, that was something that was repeated again this morning while the Senate Education Chairman Larry Taylor introduced the bill this morning. And so that was a similar sentiment that members of the committee had shared, that this was, you know, the House's version was just a one-time fix, and we're essentially kicking the can down the road with this particular bill. Senate committee members, particularly the Republicans, want instead to study the school finance system more in depth and then come back with the recommendations on how to fix the finance system.
So what are our committee lawmakers in the Senate Public Education Committee hearing as far as testimony goes this morning?
It started out with some charter schools coming out and saying that they support the bill because it would actually establish, in the Senate's version, some facilities funding for charter schools. But so far, some public school, some traditional school district advocates are speaking out against it because of the fact that it does diminish many of the provisions in the original bill.
And meanwhile, more than 1,000 school districts have signed off on a letter to Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick urging him to support the House's original version of House Bill 21. What are these educators saying, and is it off or not?
The letter basically said that, you know, they saw the original version of HB 21 that passed out of the House as a down payment, so to speak, on overhauling the school finance system. So they saw it as, you know, the first step in trying to make some meaningful changes. It made some tweaks to the actual school formula. It increased the base amount of money that school districts receive per student. So it would have lowered, you know, so-called recapture payments. And so it would have created the first step, in their opinion, to doing something for the finance system.
The House and Senate public education chairs seem stalemated on the issue. Any chances they'll reconcile those differences and get comprehensive school finance reform and school choice legislation passed out of both chambers before the special is over, which it could be Wednesday?
The Senate education chairman, Larry Taylor, did say this morning that he's willing to work, and he's in discussion with the House, and the House Bill 21 will likely go into conference committee. And so I think that there is still some hope that there might be further changes to HB 21 than what we are seeing this morning. And then in terms of the tax credit scholarships, the so-called school choice bill, you know, it really hasn't made much movement in the House. So that's also left up in the air.
Julie Chang is a state education reporter for the Austin American Statesman. Julie, thanks for coming on The Standard.
Thank you for having me.